Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are present here now. We thank you that you love us. We thank you that you sent your Son to die for us. May we recognize that this day and choose Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. I think I've told you before that I traveled a lot with the British Army and have an awful lot of respect for them. Traveled all over the world with them, actually, as a reporter. And I'm a bit of a historic geek when it comes to them. So when I saw this on Amazon, I had to have it. And it's an infantry officer's whistle, right? And believe it or not, it's made by the same company who made them 100 years ago. And they were for the officers on the front line or in the trenches. And they were made by the same company and on many of the same tools and machinery, which is quite incredible, really. And this is the original trench whistle issued to infantry officers and NCOs during World War I. And so it had many uses, but of course it had one very important use and one which was rather decisive. That when it was blown, look how shiny that is, when it was blown, men left the trenches and went over the top. And they would have heard this. And there was no second thought. There was no doubting. There was no time to dawdle. You went over the top. Now, those of you who have been to the Somme, if you've gone to the Thiepval Memorial or you've seen the Ulster Tower, you will see thousands of names. On the Thiepval Memorial alone, there are over 72,000 names of people who died in the first few days of the Somme. 72,000. Because they heard this. The top. And my question to you this morning is, how many of you will go over the top for Jesus Christ? How many of you will go over the top for Jesus Christ? And the reason I ask this is because, well, actually, time is short this morning. And so you're going to get shortchanged in one sense on the length of the sermon. And I'm sure some of you are actually very glad about that. But time is short in life as well. And we have come to the end of our series on the gifts of the Spirit, and I'm left with the last one, which is discernment. And discernment is one of the prophetic gifts along with a word of knowledge or word of wisdom and prophecy itself. But it's all about judgment. And fundamentally, it's about understanding the difference between good and evil, right and wrong. And one commentator describes the gift of discernment. It says, the gift of discernment of spirits, in parentheses, is the divine enablement to distinguish between truth and error. It is able to discern the spirits, differentiating between good and evil and right and wrong. Good and evil and right and wrong. We could say between life and death. And I'm sorry for the tone that I'm setting this morning, but it seems appropriate given that we are recognizing the fact that thousands, nay, millions die that you and I can actually sit here this morning. We must also look heavenward to the one individual who died beyond that sacrifice for each and every one of us this morning, that we might have the opportunity to choose between life and death. Because surely the ultimate evil is death. And so we have in this in this piece of scripture that was read to us in the book of Hebrews a very telling line. And it's speaking to the people, of the Jewish people, God's recent converts, Jewish converts, Gentile converts, and they're having a tough time. They're living in a world that's against them. They're living in a world that doesn't want to hear them. They're living in a world that detests the very sight of them. And they're living in a world where much false teaching is going on. Much false teaching. And so the writer who's anonymous, we don't know who wrote Hebrews, the anonymous writer of Hebrews is speaking to them and warning them against apostasy, but he's also giving them a very gentle and subtle kick up the backside and telling them to grow up. About this, we have much to say. Apostasy. And it's hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you, again, the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. To distinguish good from evil. The word evil appears in the Bible over 500 times. There must be a significance to it, that we understand what it is and we understand how to deal with it. The power of discernment, the gift of discernment in the Holy Spirit is available to many, clearly, who are mature in Christ, and clearly then to some, especially where it is enhanced and where they have a better understanding. We live in a world today where we need to understand the difference between good and evil, between life and death. We live in serious times. And so this gift of discernment seems to me rather appropriate that we're talking about it today, when so many chose to give their lives, and we use that as well to understand and exalt the one who gave his life for the entire world. And if life and death is so important to us, and if death is the greatest evil, then surely we desire to choose life. We desire to choose life and need to know to do it. In giving our lives to Jesus Christ, we are surely exhibiting the greatest discernment we can possibly do in our lives. We are saying we choose life, we reject death. We choose good, we reject evil. We seek to imitate good in the person of Jesus Christ. We reject all that is bad in the image of what we call Satan. We reject evil. We reject the world, the works, and the devil. We choose life and Christ and love, and a love that permeates right through this gift of discernment, because it is from a guttural desire to love others and appreciate the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made, that we are able to discern between good and evil. And I've stood at the Thiepval Memorial, which I'm sure many of you have, and you see row upon row upon row of headstone, and you cannot but help be moved, especially when you read the ages of those who died. And then one has to rein in the emotion and focus heavenward to the cross of Jesus Christ, which casts a shadow over this world, and say, what do we say about that? Will I cry for every individual who hasn't given their life to Jesus Christ? Will I do that? Does my sentimentality, my emotional knowledge, my emotional intelligence stretch to crying for every individual who hasn't given their lives to Jesus Christ? It's a question for each and every one of us. But we live in a world where the soldiers of Christ need to arise, put their armor on, and get on with loving the rest of the world. And the gift of discernment, which we could go into for many, many minutes, surely boils down to whether we choose Christ or choose death. And then, sitting in the middle of it, is a three-letter word with which we're incredibly uncomfortable with, which causes death: sin. Do we reject sin? Do we? On this day when so many gave their lives and died, on this day when we see the risen Lord Jesus Christ and rejoice, do we reject sin, the world, and the devil, and say, I choose Jesus Christ. I discern by the grace of God to choose life. And then I'll go over the top for Jesus, knowing that death has no hold, knowing that no one can put me down, knowing that his promises are sure and secure, living life on the edge, meeting God in the difficultest of places in life and living, and saying, I choose Christ, I'm going there, I'm going over the top, I don't care what happens after that, because I will live forever in Jesus Christ. And in thinking about what to say to you this morning, and thinking about time pressures and war memorials and everything else, and this gift of discernment, I put it simply to you this morning. Do you choose Jesus today? And if you haven't, do you want to and will you? Because time is precious. I'm sure many sitting here would never have thought of the day when we are sitting on the 11th of November, 2018, and marking 100 years of the end of the First World War. It's astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. The next 100 years will go like that. Choose Christ today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are a good, good Father. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the blood that he shed, for death conquered and life in you exalted in eternity. May we choose life. May you grant us by your grace the ability to choose life. May we grow and mature in Christ. May you grant us the knowledge of good and difference between good and evil, right and wrong, truth and lie. May we take your light and life into the world and shine it into the places where people need to hear it. And may we do it all and only in the strength of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.